This is a Doxcast, not an Argon Soxcast, or a Bendis and Loxcast. Now I'm hungry. This is a Doxcast. It's a nerdy Toxcast. Discuss a Moxcast with Rich Early and friends.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another remodeled episode of the Doxcast. I am your co-host, Josh Trumbo, and with me, as always, is the constructive Rich Early.
It's mainly been deconstructed so far this year. So. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing well, actually. I'm feeling good. Just got to play a couple games of Mystic Veil and a couple games of Clank with some people who've never played them before, introducing games to people and people to games. I'm not sure what direction that goes, but I suppose since I knew the game first, I
introduced that.
But no, it's been really fun. It's Fargo Moorhead Game Day for March as we are recording this. And yeah, it's been really fun. And there's a table full of Dungeons & Dragons players. I think some people who are brand new to it or otherwise hadn't played much before. So
a friend of mine, Greg Donovan, and his daughter are there, and then two other people. But that's like, I mean...
Actually three.
Really?
Another person came in partway through and filled in that last spot.
So. That is spectacular. That's like the poster child for what we're trying to do right there. So, we got a little shortened episode today, so we should focus on the topic. That I don't want to talk about all that stuff. So we have been, you know, I mean, it goes back a couple of years, you know, for me, you know, it goes back 25 years. No, I'm kidding.
You know, we have so much time, Rich.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, the world has changed a lot. Right. And everybody knows it. And so one of the things I've always prided Paradox is to be on the cutting edge and to bring you the best experience possible, you know. And so I've known for a while that change has to happen. And along with that, I mean, it's not even a... You know, we all talk about how much the world is different today because of, like, Amazon and all these things. We've done a million podcasts about it, too, right? But the fact is, I think a business, or often or even our lives, I guess, like, you reinvent your business every so often. And I think back to day one. I mean, I opened selling comic books and non-sports cards. You know, we had Skeleton Warriors cards on our shelf the day we opened.
I have no idea what that is, but I'm intrigued.
Yeah, well, you're lucky, so... You know, so I mean, so things change constantly, and it used to be a joke around Paradox when we used to remodel. We took the same, like, you know, $40 bookshelf fixtures we had from Home Depot, and we just moved them to a different place in the store and called it remodeling. You know, so and then obviously our big one was 2011. We expanded to the event center, but we also put up a bunch of slat wall in about half the store and had a whole bunch of specialty fixtures built, which have been the backbone of our, you know, our board games and trade paperbacks and stuff for years and years and years now. So, but if you've been coming to the shop or seeing the pictures on Facebook, you know that we're remodeling, and it's just, you know, we've hinted around and talked since about last summer about changes coming to the store. And what I really like is we're not talking about changes coming; the changes are just here now.
Yes. Ready or not.
Ready or not. Here we go. And change sucks and is scary, and we all get that. I think we're seeing some impact of that. You know, I'll be really happy to get the remodel done because, like, business has been terrible for about 2 months. And I think mostly I attribute the weather to that.
Yeah.
But a couple of things have been resulted of the remodel. The remodel's taken a little longer than I expected, which I think is, like, the every remodel ever done by anyone. So... but we haven't been bringing in a lot of new product also. So we're having, like, today I noticed more people than usual, like, asking for stuff we don't have and stuff we should have, you know, like Exploding Kittens and Clank and, you know, just things that should be on the shelf, right? But, you know, part of it is just I don't have time to totally manage the store like I normally would, plus turn the boat around and make, you know, and do the new website and the remodel and everything. And that sucks. It doesn't do you any good as a customer just because I don't have time. And I get that. And I'm very sorry for anybody who's not finding what they expect on our shelves. And if anything, I'm actually a little irritated and disappointed in myself today that I'm not giving you the experience I know you should expect when you come to Paradox. However, I believe I'm doing it for the best reason possible, which is that I'm going to give you a better experience than I ever have before. And unfortunately, if that turned you to Target or Amazon for a couple of purchases, I'm sorry that you had to do that. And I'm sorry you came here and couldn't find it. But I promise you, I promise you it's worth it. So, or I hope that I, yeah, so you get the idea. So,
yeah. So, yeah, so what changes are actually happening? So, we're not just moving fixtures from one wall to another, per se. There's
nope.
an actual, factual remodel happening.
Yeah.
So, what does that actually entail for this new phase of the store?
I mean, the number one thing you've seen so far, if you've seen the pictures on Facebook or if you've been in the store, is that we have the side of the store that has always been board games. We have put slat wall up in the entire side of the store. So forever and a day, that front game room, you know, when we first expanded, the first time we ever expanded, the front game room, as you guys have known it for a long time, and a lot of you may not, Josh, you may not even know this, that used to be an insurance company. When I moved
really?
In here, yep, from 1993 to 2005, that space was not mine. It was what became Thrivent. It was like AAL originally and then became Thrivent Investment Company.
I do remember, boy, this must have been 96 or 97. I came up to Fargo with a group of friends and we stopped in at Paradox. And I do remember it being just that narrow, you know, main store area. And we went into what is now kind of the office, the base of operations, straight back from the entrance. And there was something back there. They were looking for magic cards and stuff. I can't remember who we talked to back there. But I do vaguely remember that it wasn't that entire
extra area
there. So, yeah.
And it's funny with that one. The first time I ever got offered that space, I turned it down. I was a very different point in my life. I was a scared little puppy who, you know, I hadn't had a partner. My partnership broke up about 3 years into the business. I spent about the next 4 years just trying to stay open. Well, actually, that's not even true. All I did for the next 4 years was play Friday Night Magic and read comics. I was 10 years into the business before I actually said to myself, I should probably start trying to run this like a business at some point. So, but I mean, you do that a lot when you're a kid, right? You have different priorities. But anyway, you know, that. And so when I got offered that space, I turned it down because of the extra cost and, oh, I don't know if it'll work and blah, 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 you know. So anyway, so we did that. But, I mean, that starting up there, we took the walls and we put up slat walls. Slat walls, that stuff you see that has the slats in it.
Right, the grooves.
Yep, every business ever, like, hooks shelves on and stuff like that. And then we moved the board games from where they've been for 8 years. That was emotional, actually, Josh. Like, I actually got hit by that. Like, whoa, you know. And we slat-walled all of that. So even the spot of wall where the bathroom key is now has slat wall from the top to the bottom of it. So, and so that's the most obvious thing that you can see right now. Why are we doing that?
That's a good question. I can make up some answers if you want.
Yeah. Well, over the last couple of years, as we look at how the business has changed, you know, we're always thinking about how things interact with each other. So, you know, our back counters, our main counters in the back, and you check out there, but the magic counters are always also there. Well, the weird thing is the comic books and graphic novels are on the same side with, like, where the magic counters are, and then often where our supply section is. So to me, it's just always been weird. It's like I'm browsing for Superman and magic singles, you know, like that part has been odd to me, you know.
Right.
So the idea we came up with is to flip-flop the board game side with the comic side. And for 25 years, comics have been the first thing when you walk into the store, and they're going to move over to the other side. And when we've looked at like moving or signing new leases or buying our own building, one thing that we've always thought about is trying to make two stores, one for comic fans, one for board or game fans. That's basically what this is doing. We're taking that stupid U division shape of the store, and we're basically turning it into two stores for people. So I think, you know, where the board games used to be will all be our comics, like our new comic rack and our comics that we keep up to about 6 months old. Mm-hmm. Kind of in the middle of that section for essentially will be bookshelves that have graphic novels. We're going to really build up an all-ages section. We're going to have a little more space also to kind of delineate by genre. We're not quite sure if it's going to be like Marvel in one place and DC in another, or if it's going to be like what I kind of want to do is like movie and TV stuff. So even if it's
sure.
even The Flash, right? I don't mean just like Firefly or Star Wars or something. I mean like if it's a TV show or a movie like Aquaman, you know, mm-hmm. and sort of have that be a section. And then the back issues that I want to expand will kind of wrap around like the front windows and the walls where the, you know, we're used to sit and game and stuff like that. And then on those walls will be premium back issues and stuff. It's going to be like super cozy if you're a comic book fan. So,
nice.
And actually that's kind of a, every customer has their own sort of personality, and you do as an individual, but if I sort of generically categorize comic customers, they like their privacy more than gamers want to socialize, whereas comic people want to be kind of left alone and do their own thing. They also want to, comic people also love to discover the hidden gem that's under the table behind the thing, you know?
Right.
And so we're putting them sort of back where that really makes a lot of sense. You know, they won't feel like they're being looked at, and they will feel like they're kind of like, ooh, I'm in the back corner, what's back here, you know?
Right.
So
there's not all that foot traffic coming in and going out of the store to kind of disrupt.
Yep. But now on the board game side, when you walk in the very front door of the store, and I'm pointing at the table as though that'll help the podcast, you know, you come in the front door of the store, the middle of the store is going to be wide open, and there's a lot of space there once you do that, but the reason we bought these game toppers and all that jazz is they're going to be three game tables spread out from each other. There's going to be a lot of room. You'll be able to get anywhere. It won't be an issue. And they're going to be our high-end game topper tables, ready for demos and special events and things like that. And, you know, there'll be nights like Wednesday night D&D is going to be up there and things like that. But mostly it'll be like special event planning for Saturdays or, you know, things like that where it isn't a Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament, a Magic tournament, or things like that, right?
Right.
And then the south wall, when you walk in the door, the farthest, you'll be looking kind of at the south wall. Right now, that's where our new comics have been, and we have supplies there and stuff like that. From the window all the way back to the game counter is going to be the board game section. Like, it's a gigantic section. It will include all kinds of stuff. It will include a rental shelf. It will include a consignment shelf. And our plan is to recurate not only what we carry, you know, the games we carry, things like that, but is to resection them to, you know, we're going to get a family board game section. We're going to get a two-player section. They might be shelves. I don't really know yet, you know, because it depends on how many games there are, right? And so it's just all social deduction games together. So instead of a straight alphabetical A to Z, which is what we've tried to do the whole time, it's going to be, you know, very well-defined LCGs are on a shelf and so on and so forth. So that'll really help our staff. Because our staff, we're three stores. We're a magic store, a comic store, and a board game store. Yesterday, I got a 3-star review from a guy who wasn't happy that I didn't know anything about the Splendor expansion that he liked. I talked to him about Burgle Brothers for 5 minutes, but then 5 minutes after he left, I got a 3-star review from a guy named Rage. And then no commentary. That was his name. R-A-G, Rage. That was his name, right? So real helpful, you know. I can work with this, and I love to reply to those and be like, dude, how can I help you? You know, I'm sorry you had a bad experience, but I didn't even bother. Just like, I don't care. Like, I'm sorry I didn't play the Splendor expansion. I am, like, really, I am. So, oh, I got a better one than that. And if they're watching, I'm going to be very nice because they could be watching. Okay,
yeah.
Actually, I had a guy come in, and I didn't know anything about the game that he was looking at. I might be confusing. This might have been the Splendor instead, but you get the idea, right?
Yeah.
But he, he sent an email through the website, and he said,
I've read this.
Hey, I really liked your shop. You know, your shop was awesome, but you didn't have any staff who knows anything about board games. And so me and my friends would love to help you out. You know, we could do articles and videos and stuff like that. All I want you to do is sell me games at cost.
Yep. I read that.
I think the guy's well, and, you know, I met him, he's a nice guy, and I do have to respond to that message at some point, but I've just left it for like 2 days because I don't know what to say to him, you know. So, but, you know, the more we sectionalize, we'll kind of help with that as well. That way, if you're here when there's not a board game expert here, you can, you know, have a little better idea of, you know, like I was looking for family games. Oh, here's the family game section, you know.
Right.
So, yeah. Anyway. So, I mean, that's the general layout. There are definitely a few little pieces that need to be figured out. But that's the overall layout of the store.
Right. And yeah, and I love the idea of this because this is something we've been talking about since, you know, well, before when you were discussing the remodel and making plans for it. But the idea of walking into the store and having these beautiful game topper tables with games potentially laid out on them, people playing, stuff like that. I mean, that's a really cool atmosphere to walk into.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there's anything necessarily wrong with the way it's set up right now, but it's you walk in and you're either trying to shuffle past people who are looking at comics on a shelf and not really interacting or necessarily wanting to interact like we've been discussing in order to either get back to the counter to talk to somebody or to get around the corner to get to the board, you know. And that can be an intimidating experience for a new customer.
Exactly.
And this opens it up. The shop, like, is going to feel nice and open when you walk in. There's going to be lots of beautiful product on the shelf. You know, those board game boxes are gorgeous to look at, and having them lined up nicely with clear sections. You know, it seems like a really, really good change to be making. Not just simply change for the sake of change. It makes sense.
Yeah, and if you're a comic fan and you're thinking, great, but now I walk into the store and I got to walk through the game section. Yeah, that's true. And that is the only part that I worry about a little bit. But here's the thing, though. The way it is right now, I cannot commit the full force of my space where the comics are to comics.
Right.
But now I can. Front to back, every inch is going to be a love fest for comic books, graphic novels, back issues, new comics. You are going to be... What we really think customers want is they want total immersion in the thing that they like. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to try to give you. So you walk... You know, you are going to know you are in a comic book store. Right now, you feel like you're looking at comics that are tacked onto a board game shop a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
No more. You know, I really think... I think it's great. I mean, I'm very excited.
Yeah, and I'm sure there'll be some division in the way people like the new layout or don't like it. But ultimately, yeah, like you said, it's just setting it up in a way that makes logical sense and also maximizes the space for the products that you have.
I think there's a chance with the Comic Guys that we might be able, because, you know, there's another way to get into Paradox, or if you come up these steps in the center of the Gardner building. Right now, the problem is there's our little hallway there is just crammed full of, like, pop and overstock and things like that.
Yep.
But I really think that can be cleared out and be an entry point. So you're just a comic person, you come in that way, and you don't have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. The other thing I'd really like to do with that room is, this is a little off topic and down the road, but I have an idea to make that room something kind of special, that would be really cool. But, you know, but we could possibly open up that area and encourage comic fans to just come in that way. And then they don't have to interact with that game stuff at all. So,
right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Possibilities
are endless.
The possibilities are endless.
Yes. You know, that's I've been here for 26 years, just shy of 26 years now. We're 3 months shy of that. And I'm still, and we are all still thinking of ways to change the shop up that it's never been before. I mean, that's kind of ridiculous, actually. You know, I mean, really, right? Well, like,
it's yeah, kind of, but at the same time,
in a good way. I don't mean ridiculous bad. Yeah. I mean, you know,
yeah. Well, no, yeah, because that is good that there's still options, and the fact that things are changing. Because if anything gets too stale, you know. I mean, look at what we're doing, not to get on a game night or game day topic again, because we've talked about that quite a bit in recent times. But, you know, it starts to feel stale, and then there isn't as much excitement for it. And, you know, it's good to change things up and to have options to do that. Like I said, it's not just making changes for the sake of making changes. It's following the trends and the current direction of the store and... I don't know. It's nice. It feels like a natural progression and a logical way to go with things. So I'm very excited to see it because, you know, the changes have been coming and they've been ongoing. And once it's done, I think it's going to feel pretty fresh in here.
Yeah, and it's all just part of this giant picture, right? There's the new website, there's the revamp. I mean, you know, what's the other key to the remodel? You nailed it. Spaciousness, just feeling open, you know. And I opened in 1993, and I didn't care one bit about aesthetics. They meant literally nothing to me, you know. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it was a world, and I try to stay away from politics entirely, so I don't mean this to go, you know. But it was a world of boys, you know. That's true, you know. It was made by boys for boys, and this is a remodel that is made for everyone, I think. You know, mm-hmm. I really do. Whether you're a young reader or a man or a woman or whatever, you know, you are welcome in this space. And I think the way we're opening it up really tells you that in a way we've never told you that before, which is meeting our values as a company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, do we have a projected date at this point? I mean,
right now I'd say never.
Yeah.
But
Well, obviously there are going to be some little things that are going to take some time, but the main portion of it, which is getting everything on what is currently the board game side complete and then shifting the board games and the comics, that is set to be done by at least Free Comic Book Day in May.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, so as we recorded this, it's March 2nd. This will be up March 4th. You will see some pretty immediate movement the next 2 weeks. I'm hoping to sort of soft launch, so to speak, at the beginning of April. Mm-hmm. We have a major announcement for April coming. you guys, yeah, you know, save your money is all I'm saying. So put that tax return away, and and the announcement too is kind of ties into the reason, like I said earlier, that we haven't been doing as many reorders as of late. There's a plan, there's a method to our madness, and it's going to be worth it. And when it's all said and done, between the website and the store, you're going to see how to shop at Paradox in a way you've never been able to before. You're going to see the prices that you want at Paradox. You know, we know Target's games are 15% and 20% off, and then buy two get one free, right? We know Miniatures Market and Cool Stuff Inc. and Amazon. I'm not saying a thing here that you guys aren't shopping at, right? And I don't blame you for a second. You know, yeah. I can't do anything about Kickstarter. That's out of my realm. But the rest of that stuff that I listed, we're going to give you the ability to buy games from us at the prices you want, and we're going to give you the kind of store that you can really be proud of, because we don't want you shopping here because we're local and because we're holding out our hat and crying about that. We want you shopping here because we want you to be part of a positive, forward-moving, charity-driven, changing lives organization of people. We believe in all that, and like I personally think I'm here to build leaders. I think I'm here so that Josh, for instance, has a chance to do something that I know he's going to be good at and maybe can take him somewhere else in his career, whether it's here or elsewhere. And the same with everybody who works for me. You know, I want that, and then next layer, the community. I spent 15 minutes today talking one-on-one with one of our longtime customers about what's going on with his life, you know, things like that. I pulled a Magic player aside today, and I said to him, hey, I know we're doing a lot wrong with Magic, and I know you guys are shopping at this other place. Can you talk to me about that? And that's stuff I've never been willing to do, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm about to tackle, if there's a problem, I want to solve it. Yeah. And I might, you know, like, there could be any number of outcomes. You know, I'm not sure that small comic and game shops are viable businesses anymore. And I'm sitting here as the boss telling you that. I'm the one whose life would have to change if that wasn't true, you know? Mm-hmm. But you know, they certainly aren't viable if you ignore the problems and don't tackle them. So, you know, with the things that we're facing, that's why we're doing what we're doing is, mm-hmm. and we need you, and we ask you to come along with us once this thing is rock. Well, now,
yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. Well, no, and that's a big part of it. There, I believe, was a day when you could just kind of put your head in the sand and stubbornly say, nope, this is what we're doing, and if you don't like it, then hit the road, Jack. But that kind of attitude, A, doesn't work, and B, why would you want it to? You know, there is a definite shift that's happening, and it's very cool that Paradox is riding that wave and shifting with it. So.
Yep. Well, you gotta. Yeah. Why would you not want more than? Why would you not challenge yourself to be more than you are today, to do more than you are today, and to, you know, and especially one of the things in life I think is the hardest for all of us. You know, I've gained a lot of weight the last year and a half. Okay, and I'm not good at looking in the mirror and facing that. I'm more ways than one. But you know, but you know, that's because what I do instead is I sort of avoid the problem. You know, mm-hmm. I say, oh, I'm really stressed out right now. I'll eat better later. I'll, you know, so on and so forth. Right. Well, what I'm doing is I'm just not even living up to the responsibility of the problem. You know, I'm not even acknowledging that there's a problem. I'm just avoiding it. You know,
right.
And that's just not. It's 2019, and no matter what happens to me in this business, I'm not willing to do that anymore. So I have a blog that talks about it. I have a website. I have a remodel. I have a community. And I don't know, let's see where the hell we land when all the dust settles in this thing. So, you know.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I got a wedding to plan.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of important, I suppose, if you really think about it. So come along on the ride with us. You know, Paradox has been your geek store for 25 years. We're coming on 26. And we want to be that store. We want to be that experience for you for the next 25 or 50 or however many years that can work. So, yeah.
I don't want to be here for 50. Well, I mean,
well, you could probably pass
I'm willing for someone else to be here 50 years from now.
Paradox can live on even after you have retired.
I need to be retired by then. It might be 49 years from now, but
either way.
Exactly.
So yeah, we do appreciate each and every one of you that is out there supporting the store right now. There's a bunch of people playing Magic for a tournament. We had some great turnout for game day for doing demos and tabletop nights coming up as part of game day. It's all one big thing now, but it's still there's still a slight distinction there for some folks, I think.
Yep. No, and that, and we're gonna. I think we figured out today how to adapt to that a little more. So,
yeah.
And what people want. So, I think we have a pretty good idea after today. I mean, yeah. So.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks again, everybody. We appreciate you tuning in, and we'll be back with more podcasts coming up soon. Of course, as we always do, Tuesday nights, 6 p.m., the comic show, Paradox Comic Show. It's a weekly show talking about new and previously released comics, storylines, what's going on with companies, you know, all sorts of good comic talk there. And Thursday night, tabletop night on stream as well. So plenty of ways to tune in and see what's going on with us at Paradox and all that good stuff.
If you haven't bookmarked the brand new Paradox website, please do. Or if you used to visit it, we apologize for that old site. No, I shouldn't say that. The old site was awesome. Like,
it really
looked
was.
Great. It was designed with all kinds of love and heart, and it did a lot of good things. You know, the maintenance was never there from the staff in the way that it is now and the commitment we've made to that. But it's www.paradoxcnc.com. Please go, you know, check it out right now.
Yes.
So, all right.
Because, yeah, lots of the event registration system and everything on the calendar is really, really good. We've had lots of good feedback on that already from people who have signed up. Just the ease of doing that, the e-commerce site and everything. So anyway, thanks again, folks. Be sure to check out ParadoxCNC.com, at ParadoxCNC on Twitter, ParadoxCNC on Instagram. We, of course, have the Paradox Comics and Cards Facebook page. And we have a number of groups on Facebook as well for each of the various things, for organized play games like KeyForge, Magic the Gathering.
And we're simplifying all that now, too.
Right.
So
trying to get it down to the core so that you get the information that you want in the groups.
You don't need you might play D&D, but here's the thing. You don't need 15 Facebook groups to try to play D&D in. So we're going to have a group for gaming, a group for magic, and a group for comics. And that's it. And if you, you know, there are some arguments that'll make things a little annoying. If you're a Pokemon fan and you're in that gaming group, yeah, you're going to see a lot of non-Pokemon stuff. But here's the thing. You might be in that group, plus be in a Pokemon group, plus be in another Pokemon group in town, so on and so forth, right? So I think this just makes way more sense.
Yeah. Cuts through quite a bit of the
crap! All right, everybody.
Excellent.
Rock and roll.
Thank you much. We'll see you on the next DoxCast.
This was a DoxCast. Hope you think it rocks cast. Oh, look at the clocks cast. Until next time, be gone.